conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be 100 times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and virus. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. for the next 12 issues. Send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially.
Two of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is riding in here for Bob tonight with John, the Caribbean critic. And I have been looking at things posted in our chat room over the break, and you can visit our chat room at bobtuscan.com. B-O-B, that's Bob. Tuscan, T-U-S-K-I-N.com. Bobtuscan.com. A lot of great stuff on there. And we are very interested in some of the things that are being posted. There was quite an eloquent letter here, John, and I'll let you talk about some of the things that are on your mind. But it's from a physician. His name is Mads Gilbert, Sunday, 20th of July, 2014. He is a Norwegian doctor, and he tells you the horrific stories of what's happening in the emergency rooms that he's looking at in Gaza right now. It's a pretty dramatic letter. And this was posted in our chat room. You can see it there at bobtuscan.com. Also, if you can help Bob out, please do. Keep the show going here. And RBN, we could really use your help right now. Friends, we've got to keep the light on right now. I mean, it's that simple. We have to keep the information going out. You're a great audience. I know a lot of you have done so much. We appreciate all of you. But get the broadcast out. Get the podcast. Get whatever you can. Just help us in any way that you can right now. We sure appreciate it. And, John, before the break, we were talking about some of these things. And, of course, we can tie in the connections to Gaza and what's happening in other places around the world. Because we've said, is Gaza a distraction for ISIS, or is it the other way around? Or are they both distractions from MH17? You know, different things happening that are little global fires all over the world that seem to be fanned by the New World Order and their antagonistic position of trying to create some sort of a conflict. What's your take on all that, John?
Well, my take is that America, the supposedly most powerful country on the planet, is being given enough rope to hang itself. Basically, this administration, I think Russia is holding back and just trickling these things out to tantalize the people. But once it does come out, I think whatever credibility, you know, this thin thread of credibility this administration in America, Britain, and France is hanging on by, they'll be totally destroyed once, because everybody now is paying attention to this particular aircraft disaster. And once, I believe that they really do know that it was Kiev that actually shot it down. Not with a missile from the ground, by the way. I don't believe it. The type of damage that aeroplane sustained was not a rod, what they call a rod's warhead. which is an air-to-air missile, that is the type of damage it sustained, not a Buk missile, which fires like inch-diameter ball bearings, steel balls, at the aeroplane when it explodes. But these rods, it's a coiled-up spring in the warhead, and once the warhead goes off, this spring expands enormously and literally slices the aeroplane to pieces. It's very sharp, very hard, springy material. And it looks like that is what hit the aeroplane. All the marks on the aeroplane that are still basically intact seem to suggest that it was an air-to-air missile. So I'm sure the Americans know, and once this comes out, any credibility that Obama or Kerry or anybody else had, you'll notice, it'll be destroyed. But you'll notice that we haven't heard from the American military, General Dempsey or whatever, about this situation. Notable by their absence. Same, with Chuck Hagel. He's very quiet on this. But all the talking heads, the John McCain's and what have you, they keep spouting up and Russia did this. We must go after Russia. And I think you're being played. You're being played.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're being played. We've been played so long. We were played on 9/11. We were played on weapons of mass destruction. I mean, this kind of stuff has been going on so long in the West, or at least in the United States, and it's been met with some cynicism, and there have been people like us who have looked at these things all along and said something is not right about this story. And that's what we're hearing again. I think it's very evident. And as most of you may know or may not know, depending if you listen to the show quite a bit, John has an expertise with the Royal Air Force in understanding these kinds of ballistics, and you're saying that this looks like a cannon fire from fighter jet rather than a Buk missile.
Well, a combination. It's like an air-to-air missile, and just to make sure, cannon fire. But looking at the streaks across the wing and the holes punched in the wing, if the aeroplane was to one side and to the rear, and it fired its cannons, those shells would have gone straight into the cockpit. Hence no Mayday call from the crew.
Right. And would there
Mayday call at all.
Would there have been any telemetry or any radar signature of other aircraft in the area on the black boxes or anything like that we would have seen that may have been...
Not from the black boxes, because they just monitor the aircraft systems and the communications between the air traffic and the communications between the air traffic and the cockpit and the communications within the cockpit.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So this is the cockpit voice recorders, but there's several of those, and there's several more which monitor all the systems, the hydraulics, the control positions, the movement of the stick, everything. It just literally monitors the engine power, selected engine power, the engine temperatures, the oil pressures. It monitors all that sort of those sort of systems, the vital systems. But what
and
that
so,
means is that when now that they've handed these boxes over to the Malaysians, which are not well disposed to like America. We may get some truth.
That's what we're hoping, of course, and we know that they have declared a lot of these psychopaths in the New World Order in the aftermath of 9/11 and the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq to be war criminals. And of course, this is not the International Criminal Court, and this has put them, Malaysia in itself, kind of on the bad side of the whole formula, as we might say, but they're certainly not willing to back down from that past reference in my thinking as to what they're going to say, especially since they've lost two aircraft recently. Another story altogether, which we won't entangle ourselves into Flight 317, as it's called. I saw the 317 numbers, by the way, on the wings. did you see that? Yeah, you know that one too, don't you? Yeah.
Well, it's like an effort to muddy the waters. We don't need the waters muddied. Just release the satellite data and the satellite video and photographs, and we'll know what happened. Just as simple as that. We don't need all this other BS that's coming out of Washington, London, Kiev. We don't need it.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, we have to know the facts of what essentially happened here, why that jet came down. That's the issue. And that we have to know
why was it diverted to 300 kilometers off its normal track?
Right.
The 10 previous flights of this number, MH17, took a flight path over northern Crimea. Well, away from
so. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. I want to read this real quick, John, because I promised the folks in the chat room I would, because it's very important. It's a letter from a Norwegian doctor in Gaza. His name is Mads Gilbert. It's dated Sunday, the 20th of July, 2014. This is from Dr. Mads Gilbert. Dearest friends, last night was extreme. The ground invasion of Gaza resulted in scores of carloads with maimed, torn apart, bleeding, shivering, dying, all sorts of injured Palestinians, all ages, all civilians, all innocent. The heroes in the ambulances and in all of Gaza's hospitals are working 12 to 24 hour shifts, gray from fatigue and inhuman workloads, without payment, all in Shifa, for the last 4 months. They care, triage, try to understand the incomprehensible chaos of bodies, sizes, limbs, walking, not walking, breathing, not breathing, bleeding, not bleeding, humans. Humans. Now, once more treated like animals by the most moral army in the world, sick. My respect for the wounded is endless. In their contained determination in the midst of this pain, agony, and shock, my admiration for the staff of volunteers is endless. My closeness to the Palestinians, Samud, gives me strength, although in glimpses I just want to scream, hold someone tight, cry, smell the skin and hair of a warm child covered in blood, protect ourselves in this endless embrace, but we cannot afford that, nor can they. Ashy gray faces. No, not one more load of tins of maimed and bleeding. We still have lakes of blood on the floor in the ER, piles of dripping blood-soaked bandages to clear out, and oh, the cleaners everywhere, swiftly shoveling the blood and discarded tissues, hair, clothes, cannulas, and the leftovers from death, all taken away to be prepared again, to be repeated all over. More than 100 cases came to Shifa in the last 24 hours, enough for a large, well-trained hospital. Okay, but he says enough for a well-trained hospital with everything, but here almost nothing. No electricity, water, disposable drugs, or tables, instruments, monitors, all rusted and as if taken from museums of yesterday's hospitals. But they do not complain, these heroes. They get on with it like warriors, head on, enormously resolute. As I write these words to you alone or abed, my tears flow, the warm but useless tears of pain and grief, of anger and fear. This is not happening. And then just now, the orchestra of the Israeli war machine starts its gruesome symphony again. Just now, salvos of artillery from the Navy boats just down the shores, the roaring F-16s, the sickening drones, and the cluttering Apaches, so much paid for and made by the United States of America. Mr. Obama, do you have a heart? I invite you. Spend one night, just one night, with us in Shifa. Disguised as a cleaner, maybe. I'm convinced 100% it would change history. Nobody with a heart and power could ever walk away from a night in Shifa without being determined to end the slaughter of the Palestinian people. But the heartless and merciless have done their calculations and planned another Dahiya, I guess it is, an onslaught on Gaza. Okay, the rivers of blood will keep running the coming night. I can hear they have tuned their instruments of death. Please do what you can. This cannot continue. And that's from Dr. Mads Gilbert, a Norwegian doctor in Gaza, John. So we know the story is bad there. I've been looking for our contacts and some of the things. What have you heard about what's going on there now with the ground invasion, John?
There are tanks moving through the streets. They meet any resistance, they just open up with the, you know, with the main gun. It's horrendous what's happening. People are cowering in the basements, if they've got a basement, or in the back of their houses, as far away from the street as possible. If you go to live stream, you can watch and listen to the mayhem and slaughter that's going on in Gaza. There's a camera mounted on top of a building. Obviously, they've got to keep it moving because it will be targeted. I mean, the Israelis don't want any of this brutal nonsense getting out. As I warned the other day, if you are photographing or filming this with a mobile phone, make sure that as soon as you finish the film, take the battery out, because the Israelis are locking onto the GPS signal from the towers. They know where the camera is. A shell will be coming that way as soon as they detect it. So take your picture, take your film, take the battery out. Simple as that. This is for the people of Gaza.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want this sort of stuff going out. I am just so angry. I know it may be not politically correct, but I'm on the point of just walking up to Jews and killing them.
Well, I understand. But you also know Jews in Israel who are against all this as well, and their protests.
Absolutely. There's a young lady who was I was talking to earlier today. As we were talking, there was a whoosh sound, and the sirens went off at the same time, and this rocket zoomed overhead. She lives in Tel Aviv. We're just north of Tel Aviv, actually, in the northern suburbs. And it hit about 100 meters away. We don't know if there were any injuries or anything like that, but all I heard was a mother screaming at her to come down the stairs into the cellar. You know?
Yeah.
But she refused to go. She wanted to tell us what was going on. And
so what... Yeah. What do we expect to hear from Kerry in the Egyptian brokering deal that he's trying to work out for a ceasefire? I mean, is this another charade? I mean, it seems like this whole thing, I wonder how all of this is going on, to be honest with you. I question everything going on here.
Well, if the New York Times has anything to say about it, they're cheering this slaughter in Gaza. So I would presume it's a complete charade on behalf of the U.S. government. Remember, the elections are coming up shortly, so they need to kowtow to Tel Aviv and AIPAC and the ADL.
Yeah, it's pretty astounding that we can be so involved in the penny-ante politics of things in the United States right now, pertaining to, I mean, really small matters. You know, there are people here arguing about gay marriage, you know. My attitude about gay marriage is, if you don't like gay marriage, don't have one. I mean, it's like, it's something that doesn't matter to me. I'm sorry, friends. It just doesn't. You know, it's not saying that I'm either for or against it, but it's a matter so small. And then some of the other little pilfering issues and things that we're dealing with around here, while all this chaos and this bloody, you know, carnage just goes on around the world, supported by the international banks and people that we have tried to stop. I know I've been at this for years, fighting against the Federal Reserve and the theft and what they do with our money, the way they orchestrate these wars to send our children off to fight them. And in this case, of course, what you have here is Israeli military being killed by trying to mount an offensive while they take out scores and scores of civilians. I mean, it's such a lopsided situation here. This is not a war. This is massive genocide with a few casualties on the other side of the people who are trying to invade the area that they're destroying, John. I don't get it. I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. Fish in a barrel, shooting fish in a barrel. That's what it is. But, you know, they're saying, the Israelis are saying, well, if the Gazans don't like it, they can get out. How? They're blockade. It's a blockade. They can't get out.
Yeah.
They're fish in a barrel. But what really gets up my nose is Obama.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, ladies and gentlemen. Intense times that we do live in, and we're talking about a lot of these issues, how they fit together. We've talked about the entire Mideast theater, what's happening in Iraq with ISIS. We've exposed the fact that ISIS is not really what you might think they are on face value. This fellow al-Baghdadi is CIA, Mossad, British intelligence trained. Of course, this is a disguised revolution, another group of people who have come through this, the very same thugs that we employed in Syria for a long period of time. They were not rebels, friends. They're mercenaries, and they're very untrustworthy, and they can turn on you. And why you would get a thicket full of thugs like this to try to accomplish anything is beyond anyone's comprehension except for the maniacs who design these train wrecks, which we continually try to identify, expose, and stop. And we need to stop this right now before it keeps getting further and further out of hand. We do have some calls coming in, John. We got your friend Larson from Morocco, and he just dropped. Oh, we just missed him. Doggone it. Well, maybe he'll be back. We'll try to hear from him. But I'm going to open up the phone lines, of course, at Republic here. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. 313-9443. We're going to keep the show rolling here for another, well, the rest of the hour tonight, and we're going to have a repeat because there's just too much going on for us to keep up with. We've got to settle back and relax a little bit. A great show with Kelly O'Mara that Bob taped just a few nights ago. Great talk about all the psychiatric and different kinds of drugs that are being imposed upon our population, in particular children. A great program. We're going to run that as an encore presentation. But we've got a little time left, and in that time, I want to give John the floor and any of the contacts and callers that we have. Hopefully, maybe we'll hear from Larson again or some of the others around the world. But if you have a thought to weigh in with us, we'll try to squeeze you in. Please be brief and to the point, not like me, right? But get to it. And John, let's see. You know, we were talking about Gaza, of course. We were talking about ISIS and how all of this could fit together and how it looks to me, and I've made this estimation for a long time now, the United States and the West are losing their influence in that part of the world because of all the dirty dealing. It's been going on for way too long. People are wising up to it. They're tired of it. They're not extending credibility or credit to the U.S. We have made a bloody mess of our reputation over there over the past, at least since 9/11, but even before that, actually, John. So what is your opinion, though? I mean, do these all fit together? Is it just madness? How is this going to continue, and where is this going from here?
Well, I think it's the same plan to create this single one world order on the back of American military power. It seems that American military are used to try and enforce the Bretton Woods Agreement, and every time they go in, it lasts for a few months. And then starts to fall apart. This has been happening now for the past 3-4 years. Iraq is falling apart now. Afghanistan will, as soon as America reduces its troops levels. Libya has fallen apart. Syria's fallen apart. Every plan that seems to be put forward by this current administration. They have the anti-Midas touch, it seems.
Is this by design, though, John? I mean, can they actually be this stupid? Or is this just the ineptness and, the complete imbecilic reactions of somebody like Obama, who obviously, is an imposter anyway,
I don't altogether blame Obama. I mean, he's being run by the backroom boys, the money junkies, the bankers from London, Washington, and Central Europe, the ECB. They're all in this game together, and they're trying to keep this scheme going. But as the people wake up and provide more and more opposition, these people get more desperate and have to throw in the odd Iraq invasion by ISIS or the Israeli invasion of Gaza just to confuse the issue and try to keep it going that little bit longer. But I think people are suddenly realizing that, yes, all these things are happening for a reason, and the reason is because the elites, these money junkies, these central bankers, are losing it. They're losing the war. They are.
Right. They are. Let's go to Fred in Michigan and get Fred in, if we can, in this segment. Fred, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Steve.
Hey, Fred.
Great broadcast with you and John. I really appreciate the intel. Recently, HSBC and others have been implicated in the drug money laundering scheme. If you remember, Holder earlier, was it January this year or February, refused to prosecute because he said it would have a negative impact on the country's economy here, right?
Right. National security, too big to jail, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So then we know that Holder was involved with authorizing Fast and Furious, authorizing the Trayvon Martin debacle where whoever it was in the U.S. government, maybe DOJ, was funneling money to the likes of the FBI agent provocateur, racial supremacist Al Sharpton, and others to tweak the fires of racism against Zimmerman. Remember that president said, he could have been my son, but when that wonderful young lady was murdered in cold blood by the White House or Capitol Police, what was that, a year ago? Marion Kerry, with her child in the back seat because she made a wrong turn. And
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fanatic driver in Washington.
Clearly, all she did was make a wrong turn, realize men were pointing guns at her, and panicked.
Well, I would have evacuated ASAP also. I mean, so the president didn't come out, Obama didn't come out and say, she could have been my daughter. Okay, Obama's possessed. David John Oates, reverse speech, played back a recording where Obama in his, I guess, 08 campaign had this phrase, yes, we can, yes, we can. And in reverse it says, thank you, Satan, thank you, Satan.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
These bastard life forms, they're possessed. Even Malachi Martin, that Roman Catholic Jesuit priest, said there's something called perfect possession. Okay, well, Cheney's perfectly possessed, Rumsfeld, Obama, they're all perfectly possessed. How else could they carry on like, yeah, it's just a walk in the park. It's, you know, this is what I'm here to do. You know, Satan, he's my master, and I have to fulfill the agenda. This is my duty to Satan, etc. Okay? So, it's no surprise that the synagogue of Satan, Talmudic serpent, Semite, Zionist, rabid pig, government of Israel, Isis-Ra-El, would as far back as 47, when they did the King David Hotel massacre, then they did Deir Yassin, and of course, Yitzhak Shamir was involved, Ben-Gurion, most of all the future prime ministers, Ariel Sharon was involved later on, okay? And what did Menachem Begin say when that British journalist, Howell, after the King David massacre, when Begin said, in response to Howell's question, do you consider yourself the godfather of Middle East terrorism? Begin proudly declared, no, the entire world. And then the same Menachem Begin, a couple years later, addressing the IDF in 56 after the Levon affair, and it's documented that they have Israelis living in Egypt and other Arab areas like Palestine that they recruit to conduct terrorist activities. Okay, so these three Israeli lads, I'm almost positive, based on historic precedent, were murdered by Israelis living in Palestine. Or alternatively, like on the Achille Laurel event in 84, 85, and there, in that aftermath, a guy by the name of Ari Ben-Menash, who was a special intelligence advisor to the prime minister, said,
hey, you gotta run, Fred. Hey, thanks though, buddy. We'll keep that in mind.
The Bob Justin Show.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show here in the second hour. Now, we got a great broadcast coming up, an interview that Bob did with Kelly O'Meara in the next hour that you're going to want to listen to because she had a tremendous amount of documentation, study, and expertise on the area of child medication or the medication business, the SSRI drugs, and this huge $100 billion industry. It's much bigger than you might think, friends, and much more dangerous. And this is one of those interviews that's well worth the time to listen to. In the meantime, John and I are going to talk some more and kind of, you know, put a capstone on what's been happening here. We've talked about Malaysian Flight 17. We've talked about Gaza. We've talked about ISIS. We've talked about the economics. We know that the BRIC nations have become quite stout and quite apparently independent and are wanting to go there. And, of course, this means trouble for the banksters who have run out of credit, run out of time, run out of credibility, and have become very unpopular around the world. This entire banking system, which has been so overdrawn and overdone by these people who have just tried, as John said, just try to keep it alive for another few more weeks while they play the derivatives market, this $600 trillion casino that they gamble on with money that they don't have, and then come back around like they did in Great Britain and try to buy entire governments with assets they say are solid, but really are attached to the banking swindle and everything like that. It's another con job, only it's much bigger than anything you can possibly imagine. So, you know, here we are on the brink of the failure of what you might call the biggest financial swindle in the world, while all of these problems break out all over the world, while we have open borders and people streaming across from all over the place. And, of course, we're being told that these are all children from very dangerous, drug-infested, toxic areas in Latin America, but we know there are far more people coming across the border who aren't those children at all. And of course, we're supposed to open our homes and our hearts because Big Daddy government has all the money we need to take care of these people. And if you don't like that, then you're a hard-hearted, cold stone, black as night racist type person, you know, which nobody buys, of course, and because we just don't have the support to be able to take care of these people anymore while they implode our economy. But, John, we've been talking a lot, and I do appreciate the time that you give us on the show. You've got a tremendous amount of expertise, savvy connections across the world. You know, as we look at this thing, is it really as close as we think it is to the collapse, to the moment of, you know, the kindling fire that will envelop the entire system in some kind of a major crash or conflict?
Very close. There are several banks in Europe, any one of which actually defaulting will trigger the credit default swap. This insurance for the outstanding debts of these banks. And most of these credit default swaps are held by American banks. And once the first one goes, I think it will sort of fall like a row of dominoes of banks going bust, which will trigger all these credit default swaps on the US and other banks, the banks in Britain who've been lending money out to Italy and Spain and what have you. And the banks in America and Britain and Germany just simply don't have the money. So they'll go under too. Once the thing starts, it will cascade downwards.
Yeah, the bottom gives out on this Ponzi scheme and it comes down very quickly. And that's what we've been saying will happen, even though the Dow and the S&P 500 look pretty good for the moment. I mean, the volume is very low, friends. People have been taking money out of these major companies for a long time. Where would you expect we should go? What does the average person do? I mean, you buy gold and silver, Bitcoin, seeds, I mean, water? You know, I mean, what do we do at this point? How do we react to all of this?
Be prudent. Don't spend a penny you don't need to.
Right.
Yeah, buy food. Make sure you have plenty of food in stock. Make sure that your food that you do have in stock is well hidden and well secured, because other people won't have food and they'll come looking for those who do. You know, once a family gets that desperate, and there are families becoming that desperate in America, these unemployed people who are living in tent cities, you know, it's getting pretty desperate in Detroit too, where people cannot obtain water. I mean, usually 3 or 4 days after no water, things start to happen.
Yes.
So it is close, but no one can tell the day, because every company that goes broke, that goes bust, or corporation, and America's just a corporation, just quite a large one. But the day before it goes broke, everything looks fine and it's trading normally. But the day it goes broke, the decline is so rapid, it takes everybody by surprise. So you need to do things, secure your future in such a way that if it does go, you're not surprised. You are prepared. You have food in stock, water in stock, you know, everything that you need, and probably firearms to protect that stuff.
Right. You know, we've been looking at developing these communities of safety or locations where people can get together with the sheriff, if you can, of course, and try to talk to setting up alternatives to emergency situations. And I think it's one of the best things we can do at this point. I live in a pretty good area for that because I'm kind of out in a rural, rather conservative part of the country. Well, I'm in a city area, but we're in a rural county, you might say, one of the biggest ones. I know a lot of people in the cities are not as well situated. The further you seem to be able to get away from cities, the better off you are in terms of getting to know your neighbors and developing your own councils and your own posses, if necessary, or your ability in your own community to create, if necessary, militia, not only just to protect yourself, friends, but to meet the needs of things going on around you, your own, the water supply, your food, your ability to take care of people with medical health, a number of different other areas. And, of course, I always recommend people getting small micro broadcasters. We may have to go back to CBs and fax machines if there's any kind of a breakdown in the entire security grid. But it's coming. And we've got to get ready for it. A lot of people don't get the idea. I mean, I know these young folks in particular who are actually raising families on food stamps right now. And they don't understand.
I think it is important to form community alliances. Talk to your neighbors. I mean, they're going to be feeling the same way, but frightened to talk to you because they don't know what you're thinking. So talk to your neighbor. Tell them what you're thinking. Yeah,
right.
Because more than likely they're thinking the same thing, but you don't know it because you've never talked to them.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how as you get out, you find out that people aren't so isolated as you might think, and that people will work together. Well, just getting to know someone, we'd moved into a very new area here, and I've gotten to meet most of my neighbors, and I found out some of them have a lot of the same interests that I do, you know. And this is what it's going to take because, you know, as bad as we can be in America, and of course, this is not just about the United States, friends. This is all over the world. Keep this in mind. This is not just, I hope that no one gets the impression, especially all of our listeners from out of the country, that this is focused on just us, because this is a worldwide dilemma that we're looking at. And it's going to have to happen all over the world. But people can be very amazingly industrious, ingenious, I would say is the word, and cordial about getting together with and pitching in and helping each other when they are geared and mentally set up to do something like that. And that's what we've got to encourage, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, form your local community helpline, if you like. You know, so, you know, if you're running into trouble with no water, you know who to ring in. You know, you can use your phone or you know who to contact to help you out with that. Or if you run out of whatever, it really doesn't matter what it is. But a community spirit, an old-style American community spirit.
Right on. That's what we need. Hey, visit our website at republicbroadcasting.org. We have a lot of great products up there for preparedness and survival, friends. And you can help the station and all of us out by doing that. Hey, stay tuned. We've got this great interview coming up. It's been a pleasure talking with you. We will see you again. And the great interview coming up on the Bob Tuscan Show with Kelly O'Meara.
Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial.